This is the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
And Bobby Dooley, along with Steve Dooley, joins us from the Western Estates Homeowners Association. The Western Estates Republican Roundtable, Republican Party Roundtable, just broke up last night. And there's a position paper that I know that many of you have been talking about, Bobby.
That is correct, Phil, on the recent controversy surrounding cloning and what our Congress has decided in terms of legislation. We think that cloning can be controlled and used to help our country.
In what way?
Well, my husband believes that clones could work in the agricultural area. The Republican Party has been so adamant about restricting immigration. This is something that's so important to those of us in the party. And we think it could solve the immigration problem by utilizing clones to work in farm fields. Many lonely men and women who have been without relationship would not necessarily marry a clone, but could be in what my husband calls rapport with a clone.
What is being in rapport with a clone? And keep in mind, cloning of humans is against the law, but suppose we reach this point where we clone enough humans and they reach of age. What is rapport with a clone?
Living with a clone.
Is that your husband?
Yeah, my husband's Steve.
Sexual gratification.
For sexual gratification.
All right, hold on. You're talking about, in my opinion, abusing human beings simply because they were cloned from cell and not from a fertilized ovum.
Mm-hmm.
These are human beings.
Well, here now is an interesting point. My husband doesn't believe that they're really fully human. My husband believes that clones do not have souls.
Well, how can you make that? How can you make that statement? Isn't all that we are in our DNA, and that is consistent from one human to the next?
No, because God put the soul in after the sex contact.
My husband believes right after sex contact, God exhales a soul into the
spermatozoa.
Well, not in the spermatozoa. That's what you have.
Then the sexualization.
When the egg is fertilized.
Okay, so God exhales or blows a soul into the fertilized egg.
It's kind of like glass blowing, you know. You blow and then you see the glass, what's come to shape.
Our glass is clear like a soul.
Yeah, it's clear like a soul.
So real humans are created by way of sex.
Yes, and the clone is made by way of cloning. Phil, did you see AI and how they had mechas and orgas?
Yeah, the mechas in AI, they were the robots.
And the orgas were the people.
And orgas were people.
I really see a society, and my husband agrees, of people made from sex, or what we would call sexoids, and people made from cloning are what we would call the clonoids.
And the sex... clonoids and sexoids.
That is correct.
And the sexoids are the ones that had a soul blown into them, and the clonoids?
Well, the clonoids did not have a soul blown into them because they weren't made out of the natural way. They were manufactured.
We don't have a soul, so we can do what we want.
So the clonoids are doing all the farm work, and they work at Jack in the Box and places like that, and we don't have to have illegal immigrants coming in and doing that.
You see, Phil, we believe that God made us in his image. And the way God made us in his image, as Republicans, we believe that God had sex with himself.
Well, God had sex with himself. He had sex with himself to make us how we are made. That's how we got made.
That's how we got made, by sex.
No, I understand how the human race is made, but the clone is obviously not made that way. And isn't this what you're proposing is a race of slaves? Aren't we hastening Huxley's Brave New World? And by the way, are either one of you theologically trained?
Mm-hmm.
You are or you're not?
No, I don't know when you say Huxley.
Aldous Huxley wrote a book called Brave New World.
Well, with cloning, yes, you wouldn't have to feel bad about pushing a clonoid around because it's not fully human.
Have a soul blown.
Exactly, it didn't have its soul blown.
So what is the excuse for a race of clonoids that we get to push around because we're sadistic?
No, a race of clonoids that we can have to do various jobs. No labor strife, no more, I'm leaving at 5, you know, because the job isn't done.
Well, my landscape business.
Yes, Steve.
My landscape, I got to pay 4 Mexicans $6 an hour to lay sod. I could have a clonoid do it for half the price. The clonoid ain't human, so he can't sue me for not paying a minimum wage.
Phil, as Republicans, we have been searching and searching for an answer to the irrigation problem.
Okay, the irrigation.
What? the immigration problem. I'm sorry. And we listen to Rush Limbaugh, and we're all concerned about alien life. And the Republican Party, and more specifically George Bush, who I think is a very badly treated president.
Very bad.
I think President Bush could have something his administration could hang its hat on. Clonoids doing farm work.
Right. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. Bobby and Steve Dooley, who have a position paper that the Western Estates Homeowners Association Republican Caucus came up with, that cloning could be an answer to immigration. And I understand that it's a very serious question in the, at least the Republican Party platform. You'd be interested to know, my wife will be going to San Antonio in September to the Republican Women's Convention down there.
You're a Democrat, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
That's interesting. How does that work in your home?
Well, you know, we get along fine. But the idea of coming up with a race of clones to do farm work, and you think it would be all right because they're not human?
No, because the sex.
They didn't have their soul. The soul didn't get inserted. God inserts a soul when the sex contact happens. For those of us who would be sexoids, we can go into restaurants and shop and vote. But if you are a clonoid, you...
If I'm a clonoid, I get done with my farm work, then where do I go?
Go to clonoid housing.
Special housing for clonoids. You know...
You never read Aldous Huxley's Brave New World, huh?
No, I don't know what that...
What's that?
It was a society that he foresaw, he prognosticated, if you will, in which there are varying levels of humanity, each one genetically engineered to a job. You had the very highest level of human, the alphas, the lowest level of human, the gammas, and the gammas were like elevator operators, and the alphas were like the scientists.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
But see, the clonoid don't have no soul blown into it.
I understand that.
Did the gammas... Who?
Never mind. What you're saying is you're making a theological supposition here that only through sex is a real human being created, and a clone would not be a real human.
That is exactly right. My husband believes, Phil, that humans are created through the sex that God had with himself, and then we all had sex with each other. And
so God had sex with himself.
We laugh about
nothing. And that's how we were made, and then we all had sex with each other. Which, obviously, that's what we did.
That is correct, yeah.
I mean, like Adam and Eve, where they only had the two of them, they haven't figured that out.
No, they haven't figured out yet how Adam and Eve, I mean, if they just had two sons, how did we come about, you know? So that is...
I don't know about that mystery.
Okay, I can't comment on that. Adam and Eve had two sons. I mean, the Catholic Church, teaches that there were more than just two kids that Adam and Eve had.
Yeah, but that's the Catholic Church. That's not...
That's not Christian.
Oh, it's not Christian.
Well, not it's my religion.
Okay, 1-800-449-8686. Bobby and Steve Dooley, Republican Party, could solve the immigration problem by working clones in the farm fields. This is all science fiction. You realize that, right?
No, I understand it would be very difficult, Phil, but we have to plan for the future. And at some time in the future, say 20 or 30 years from now, when the first clone is grown up, because if you clone them now, in 20 years, then you have the first grown-up clone.
The grown-up clone is what we're talking about. We're not talking about working a no-kid clone.
No, you can't work a kid clone.
Only the grown-up clone.
That's correct.
Got it. 1-800-449-8686. Are clones human? According to Bobby and Steve Dooley, no, they're not, because God didn't put a soul into them. He only put a soul into those of us who were made from sex. And the reason for that is God created the earth by having sex with himself. 1-800-449-8686. Is cloning an answer to the immigration problem and all the other problems? This is The Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
The question, Bobby and Steve, is what is a human being? You say we're only human because we were created by way of sex.
That is correct, Phil. And that has been the history of the world. And that is the way that God intended it. A clone would not be human because a clone was not... That's the only way you can get a soul. Steve, help me.
The only way you get a soul is when you've had the sex.
The only way that God will sail a soul in there is from sex.
Why wouldn't God put a soul into a clone?
Because he didn't clone himself. He had sex with himself.
Because that's just not the way... I can't explain it, Phil. It's really difficult for me to explain it to you.
Well, it's going to be a question you're going to have to answer if you're going to talk to people. How is it that a clone isn't a human, and then if a clone isn't a human, you work at, like, slave labor?
We pay it. I mean, the clone would get paid, but you wouldn't have to pay it as much because it's not technically human.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Here is Gary on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello? Gary?
Yes.
Go ahead, sir.
I was curious, and I had exactly the same question.
Mm-hmm.
If God was going
mm-hmm.
to allow this clone
mm-hmm.
to live,
mm-hmm.
then how would he
mm-hmm.
possibly
mm-hmm.
not give it a soul?
Mm-hmm. Well, does a dog have a soul? Does a cat have a soul?
Yes,
I believe they do.
Does a cat have a soul?
Do they go to dog heaven and cat heaven? No, I don't think so. If you know about God and the soul... You know that the only way you can get a soul is through sex.
I am familiar enough, though, with
okay.
all the different religions to not be presumptuous enough to be able to say what God would or would not do.
Well,
case, if God is going to allow the life,
the clonoid,
I'm sure that if he was going to do that,
clonoid,
he would also allow it the soul.
The clonoid would not have a soul because it didn't have its soul inserted into it. When
how do you know that God would not insert the soul into the clone
the only
and
way that
allow
the soul,
it to live?
The only way the soul gets inserted is with the sperm into the egg.
And there is no insertion of the sperm into the egg with the clone. That's the way the soul gets in.
The soul starts out in the sperm.
I cannot...
The soul starts out in the sperm?
That's how it gets inserted in.
The Bible
no.
says the Bible says that God made woman from the rib of man. So that means that the sperm has the soul, and it goes into the egg, that's the woman part.
And then the man part and the woman part get mixed together.
And then the soul gets blown in.
You keep saying gets blown in. I don't understand that.
It's like it's just God goes, and in it goes.
Yeah, and that's how the soul gets made.
But
so why
can't
he do that at any given point? I mean,
not going to let us do it. We're going to say, okay, God, we're going to clone somebody, and he's going to go, no, I don't think so. That's not how I said it could be done.
He's not going to let us blow a soul in. We can't. You think you can blow a soul into something? No, I don't think so.
But he can do so.
Yeah, but...
He won't do that.
How do you know? How do you know
I
mean, he won't blow a soul into a clone?
A clonoid's not going to have no soul.
I couldn't be so presumptuous as to determine
what God
would or would not do.
Thank you. 1-800-449-8686. Yeah, what we're talking about here is the clonoid. I mean...
That is going to be the name of it when the Republican Party eventually gets this into the platform.
By the way, we want to get this in the 2004 platform.
What are you going to get into the 2004 platform? In the Republican Party platform?
Absolutely. We're not backing away. We will have this inserted in the platform.
We want the Republican Party platform to say that we are making preparations for the clonoid. Okay? Then the Democrats will see.
You guys go to the Republican Party with a plank about how to treat clonoids, and they'll throw you out of the Republican Party. They'll put you into the... Have you called Art Bell with this idea?
You know something, Phil? It's really sad that when we come up with a viable solution to the problems of labor in this country... to the problems of a lot of the Mexican and illegal labor immigrant aliens, you laugh it off. Right now, they're coming over the border. We proposed...
Look, Phil, 5 years ago, about the 100,000... Tell them about the fence.
We proposed a fence, an electrified fence, with a 100,000 volts, so that when the immigrants hit it, and a lot of them will hit it running, it's like a bug zapper. And this will not be necessary.
Oh, I see. So you won't have to electrocute immigrant or aliens at the border. You'll be able to just have the clonoids. What makes you think that the immigrants are not going to still come over, even though we got clonoids?
Because they won't be hired. Because every farm worker will be a clonoid. At Jack in the Box, when you order up whatever it is you order, I like the ultimate cheeseburger. I know you like the pita pocket.
I like pita pocket.
You'll be talking to a clonoid. May I take your order? And they won't be angry, and they'll speak English. I think it's a wonderful opportunity. Otherwise, the 100,000-volt fence goes in. And I don't think anybody wants that.
100,000-volt fence, or we have clones working the fields.
That is correct.
We're talking with Bobby and Steve Dooley here about their idea that clones will solve the immigration problem. And you also mentioned the problem of sexual gratification so that we could be in rapport with a clone.
You're going to marry one.
No, you wouldn't marry a clone because clones aren't human. You could be in rapport with one. They would live with you. They could make breakfast or whatever. They would provide the sexual gratifications necessary to ensure the happiness of a human being, but they would not be human, so therefore...
You couldn't marry him, it'd only be rapport.
Yeah, rapport. Steve thought of that one.
I came up with that.
Good one, Steve.
Well, you know, your sarcasm, Phil...
No, that's fine. You want to be in rapport with a clonoid. 1-800-449-8686. Dave on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hey, I just wanted to... Mm-hmm. Are these the people mm-hmm. who said that mm-hmm. that God had sex with themselves a little while ago?
Yes, that's essentially the way the Earth was created.
What is your basis for saying that?
Well, think about it. If all life is created through some sort of sexual union, and we're made in the image of God, God was some kind of a unicell creature who...
If you know anything about hermaphrodites or anything like that...
What are you talking...
Yeah.
Okay, wait a minute.
Bible,
are you talking about?
Of course, it's the Bible.
Yes, sir. The hermaphrodite.
God wasn't a hermaphrodite.
No, I'm just saying that there is precedent there.
The hermaphrodite.
Yeah, I'll tell you who the you.
Mm-hmm.
If anyone needs to have sex with themselves, it's you guys.
Mm-hmm.
I mean.
Which point?
My point is you have no basis to say God had sex with himself. God created man in his own image.
That's
he
exactly
didn't have sex
correct.
With himself.
Well, if God created man in his own image, that means that God had a penis or something.
Some kind of a sexual organ. We don't know. God's sex organ may look like a telephone. We don't know.
Okay, so let's just...
It is obvious you don't have a clue.
Let's
just
say that...
Not only do you not know, you don't have a clue what you're talking about.
What does it mean when he says he created us in his image? It must mean that he has some kind of sexual capability. Okay, and that means...
God is a supreme being who has had the capacity to create man. He created animals. He created plant life.
Yes.
How did he create animals?
He created the animal by creating something not in his image.
Well, and how did he do that?
He had to think of something else.
He
created the animal. For instance, a cow. He created a cow in the image of the cow.
There must be like a cow in heaven or something. I don't know.
A cow in heaven? Okay, I guess there is no answer unless we have a theologist, or a theologian, I should say, calling in and giving us the answers to these questions. The idea
they're not theologians.
Mm-hmm. Well, but we are. We do.
That much.
But
we ought to get one on the line.
We're members of the Republican Party, and we care about the immigration and sexualization of this country. The clonoid or the sexoid can coexist, Dave. And hello? He hung up.
Yeah, that's what that click means. He hung up.
All right.
Okay, 1-800-449-8686. So God created us in his image. That means he must have had sex with himself. How did he make a cow? Well, there must have been some kind of a cow in heaven that he created the cow from the cow god. All right, we're talking about cloning, and can you use clones to work in the farm fields? 1-800-449-8686. Bobby and Steve say clones are not humans. We'll be back. Phil Henry Show.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
So Bobby and Steve Dooley with me from the Western States Republican Caucus. The Republican Caucus up there believes that clones can solve the immigration problem. Do you send clones to school?
Well, I think there's a clonoid academy you can send them to. Clonoids would be great for people who are allergic to dogs, because a clonoid could get your slippers, could fetch the paper, guard the house while you're on vacation. And obviously, a clonoid is not going to...
not going to take a crap.
In the house.
A clonoid would use the toilet.
Yes.
You know, Phil, I know you're laughing at us, and I know that...
Oh, of course I'm laughing at you. A clonoid could fetch the paper, work in the fields, work at Jack in the Box.
But, Phil, this is a golden opportunity. They don't have souls.
Yeah, because they weren't blown into them when the sperm came into the egg.
That's what in the Bible.
Ed, don't say nothing in the Bible about that. God had sex with himself. Don, hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead.
Yes, hi.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to make a comment about what you said. I am a prison minister, and I study the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
And what you said, God never had sex with himself. It never said it in the Bible. I study and I read the King James Version.
Mm-hmm.
And in the book of Genesis, God said he created man within his image.
That's right. And,
wait a second now.
We keep going around in a circle. If he created him in his image.
But you keep saying that.
Then God had
But God never had sex with himself. God took Adam.
Why can he have sex with himself?
God took Adam, and God had took dirt from the earth and made Adam.
What do you think about clonoids?
I think it's wrong. Because clones do have souls. They will be the image of that person.
Don,
they will. No, wait a second,
Don,
ma'am.
Doesn't the clonoid not have a soul because it wasn't blown in with the sperm?
When God created the right human race,
when?
He created them to have a soul. It's just like with the animals. The animal also have a soul, but they have a different type of soul from the right human race. No, but their soul is not the same as the right human soul.
Well, what if a cat could clone itself?
If a cat could clone itself.
What are you guys talking about? A cat cloning itself?
A cat can't clone itself.
If a cat developed the scientific ability to clone itself, would it have a soul? And this is what we are trying to talk about in our Republican Party caucus.
That clone would have his own mind, his own way of thinking,
So you say a cat could think?
Huh?
The cat could think?
Well, thinks from.
Right.
Every animal lives off instinct.
Don, but if the cats set up laboratories where they could clone themselves.
A cat cannot clone itself.
Why not? What if it set up some kind of a laboratory?
A cat cannot do that. I mean,
what makes you think a cat's gonna.
How can a cat clone itself?
I'm just saying, if a cat ever.
How can an animal which God created clone itself?
Evolution. If a cat evolved to the point where it could set up a laboratory.
There was no such thing as evolution.
Well, what if cats learn?
Evolution does not happen by chance.
Cats aren't going to clone themselves. Why would they clone themselves?
Well, why are human beings cloning themselves? For the same reason. They want to perfect, they want a good-looking cat.
What you're saying is making no sense because it has nothing to do with
You guys are talking about God having sex with himself.
I never say God has sex with himself.
No, not you, Don.
Oh, okay.
Didn't you say that, Don, that God had sex with himself?
No, I said God did not have sex. God said...
Well, who did he have sex with?
God said, I am the Alpha and the Omega. God said, I am the beginning and the end. God said, no man know where I have came from, for I am a great mystery.
Say that again.
So he never had sex with himself, because God don't have to have sex with himself. He is a spirit. He is a powerful spirit. So he don't have to have sex with himself. He never had sex with himself.
But God's like a ghost or something?
God is, I don't know, God.
God's like a ghost.
He is a spirit.
Okay, but what has all of this got to do with what you guys are saying when the soul comes in?
See, that's the thing I want to say. The soul goes into the body right when the sperm gets, permission to go down to the egg area.
When the sperm gets permission to go to the egg area.
That's correct. That's where the soul goes in. Now, if you clone, there's no way in.
It's locked. The door's locked. You see what I'm saying, Don? So you can't, the soul can't get in because there's no one there after hours to unlock it.
What in the hell?
What is you talking about?
What? What is I? All I'm saying
you have
is...
No knowledge
you're not
of
talking
God.
About
That's
crap. You're talking about bull crap here. You're talking about, you know, and this 100,000-volt fence that you want to put up at the border to Mexico to keep the immigrants out sounds like torture to me.
Well, it's either that or we get clonoids to start working at McDonald's because I don't know what else we can do.
Soul follows the sperm in, and the clones aren't spermed. Only sexoids are spermed.
That's it. That's why this clone can't have a soul, because they don't have sperm.
Bull crap. I'll bet you they do.
Okay? A clone will have a soul because you created...
This conversation is idiotic. Now, don't even bother. Don, don't waste your time.
Yes,
these two people are...
We are trying to help our country, and the two of you are shooting us down. And let me tell you something. When it comes time to have rapport with a clonoid, you'll be at the bottom of the list.
I got one question, sir, before I go. What Bible is y'all reading this from? Because I done read the King James Version. I done read the NIV through and through.
Bob.
So you tell me, what Bible have you read this in?
Bob Melman.
Bob Melman.
No, that's who I got to read the Bible?
Yes.
Yeah. That's the King James.
The
King
Bob
James
Melman?
Bob Melman Bible. All right, 1-800-449-8686. Don't take any more calls. These people have lost their minds. Don't forget, clones aren't spermed, so they can't have the soul. It's locked. There's no way in. It's the Phil Hendry Show.
one 800 449 8686. And now more on the Phil Hendry Show.
Okay, so let me get this straight. The clonoids would rule the earth. No, I don't know. 1-800-449-8686. Nice going, Bobby and Steve. Another great idea there from the Western States Republican Party caucus. Oh, I don't mean to bag on Republicans. I think they're good people. I think Democrats are good people. I think our president's a good guy. He's from Texas, by the way, and he just didn't he let like 4.5 million illegal Mexican immigrants or emigrants or aliens? He's thinking about it? And I think he's thinking about it because he knows Texas ain't had too much success with, you know, the Mexican people. They got their ass kicked at the Alamo, and he's figuring he wants to avoid that again. So I'm joking. I know it's a soft spot for... I don't care. You know, one of the great things... I don't care whether they lost the Alamo or not. Well, who? What was the Alamo? Is that a mission? Rental cars? Why would they call a rental car company the Alamo? That's a great name. No wonder you guys are like fifth on the list. Alamo Rental Car. We're overrun with Mexicans. Okay, great. I'm joking, of course. Not really, but of course I am joking. Not really. Yes, I am. The Alamo, of course, is in San Antonio. We have a great affiliate in San Antonio. Andrew Ashwood sends me regularly bottles of Don Eduardo tequila, so I don't want to get anybody too hot down there. But it reminds me of supposedly the coolest line ever spoken in a Western was spoken by the Western actor Alan Ladd. This supposedly is the coolest thing anybody ever said in a movie. When somebody walked up to him and said, "You a Mexican lover?" And he said, "Yeah, I even forgot the Alamo." Anyway, I forgot the Alamo. What the hell that was or where it is or anything. My wife is going to be down there in September for the Republican Party women's thing. I don't know what the hell it is. And it's an interesting home that we have. Me being a voting Democrat, she's a voting Republican. Neither one of us really votes. And we just say it, you know, she's part of her little organization. And I have nothing to do with anybody or anything. I'm antisocial. She's very social. But she wants to go down there to San Antone this coming September for the National Republican Women's. And I thought she was going to be a delegate to the actual convention. I said, geez, that's solid. Yeah. And it turned out it wasn't quite that. And I figured, and I had to think about it. She goes, "Think you stupid or something? You think it's the Republican National Convention?" Yeah. September of 2001. Oh, that's right. They just elected the guy. So, yeah, it's 4 years later. Anyway, that's where she's going to be going, and she's with the kids now in Newport Beach. I got to give you an update on that lady who lives upstairs. The radio's still on. What is going on? Is she dead? She must be dead, but I already hypothesized that yesterday. But then why is the radio getting turned off at night? And then I thought maybe somebody was screwing with me, and then I didn't even want to go there. But the radio's on. It's tuned to the radio station. I'm on the radio station, and I'm saying it again. Please turn it off. And it was so loud this morning. I was talking to her on the phone, and she said, here, listen. She put the phone up just so you could hear it coming from the second-story balcony, and it was loud enough to hear whoever was on at the time, Rush or Laura, somebody. And it's still cranking. So I think she's unconscious all day. She wakes up long enough to know that it's on, turns it off. Or maybe nobody's upstairs. The radio's on a timer, and the guy who owns the joint is just screwing with everybody. He opens up the sliding glass door, puts the radio on a timer, then sneaks out, and he's in his car going, as the thing goes off. But it's got to the point now, it's ridiculous. So that's the update, and then the kids are back on Saturday, and then I think I'm going to have a poker game on Saturday night. You guys will play poker Saturday night? I'm having a poker game Saturday night. Cigars, Kool-Aid, cheese sandwiches. Come on, man. Gonna have everybody over, and I haven't had any real honest-to-God male contact in months. Now, by male contact, I know what you're thinking. No, it isn't that. It's sexual. I need homosexual contact. No, I would just like to hang with the guys for a while, you know, and talk nasty and smoke, I don't know, we just roll up anything and smoke it, smoke a newspaper or something. But I thought we'd have a poker game on Saturday night because the kids will be home and everybody will be there, and I don't think she'll flip out over that. We could sit outside and roll a few cards. What do you think? You guys make it? Okay. And, you know, scream and yell and have my neighbors complain. It's something, just anything. You know, but since I got married, I don't hang out anymore. You know how it was. And when, of course, your friends got married, it was, oh, what's the matter, man? You can't come to a ball game? You got to iron some jock straps or something? What is it? You're painting a curb this weekend? And I just was merciless, giving crap to every one of my married friends. And I never saw anything that recommended marriage. Then I get married and I realize what the life is. No. Buddy, it's over. Not that I necessarily want to go anywhere, but like for I don't know how long it's been since I actually just got wasted enough to try to drive a car up the side of a hill, go the wrong way down a one-way street, anything that even smacks of male brotherhood and bonding. Haven't had that. So that's why I figured I'd get the guys out there this weekend. And I haven't told my wife, and that's tough. You know, there was a time in my life I lived with a lady for a few years, and I say lived with her. I mean, yeah, we lived together. I woke up most of the time in a field, but I'm pretty sure we shared a house. And I said to her, I'd like to have some friends over this weekend to watch a football game. What? This weekend? Yeah. You mean you didn't check with me last month? I mean, how far out does the social schedule go? Last month? Oh, I can't have anybody over here. I've got to pick tissue paper up off the floor. The cat crap has to be cleaned up. You know, the house has to be scoured and fumigated. I mean, you can't spring this crap on me. I said, what are we talking about? I just want to have some friends over to turn on a TV set and watch a football game. Football? Yeah. Well, you didn't tell me about that. Isn't it still hockey season? No, it's football season. How do you, by the way, how are you dealing with the poor kid? He died in Minnesota, that Corey Stringer, from the heat exhaust. Did you see the picture of him on the front page of the paper today? This was a picture of him from Monday. This poor kid is already in serious trouble. He can't catch his breath, so he goes back out on Tuesday, and that is it. And you wouldn't think again, man, I'm telling you right now, if you want to really feel the heat, go to the Midwest. I don't know whether California and Hawaii and Florida got the reputation for it being hot. You go up into Minnesota in the summertime, and you might as well be shoved headfirst into a steam bath with bugs and gnats and stuff flying all over the place. You can sit down in a park in Minnesota, and you look like you got leprosy when you walk out of there in about a half an hour, man. You got welts and stuff all over you. It's scary. Little tiny bugs have put a freaking welt on you the size of a basketball. You're covered. You look like you got the measles. It looks like smallpox. How can you enjoy yourself with that kind of an atmosphere? And the land of 10,000 lakes, it's 10,000 mosquitoes. It's the land of malaria. 10,000. Yeah, when you're up there, it's 98 degrees. You get to 10,000 lakes. Guess what that creates? Mosquitoes, butterflies with a wingspan like your arm's length, dinosaurs, crocodiles. This thing, it's primordial up there. Guy tried to play football up there. And a guy says, hey, I'm going to have a deck warming party this weekend, man. Come over to my house, man. I got my deck going and everything. I'm not going to go over to your house. Is your house on a lake? Yeah. I'm going to get eaten alive. And they got every kind of, just anything that sucks blood. Vampires, man. They live up there. They come out of that night in Minnesota. Hot, muggy, swampy, nothing. Mississippi, Alabama. Think of Okefenokee freaking swamp where that pogo freak lived. Man, all those guys, they ain't got nothing on that Minnesota living, baby. You can't have a barbecue up there. A freaking mosquito will fly off with the steak. And that poor kid, that's rough. And so this is what I'm doing. I've told you guys I'm working out with weights. So I'm lifting weights three mornings a week with my kids' high school football coaches. So I'm in there with a couple of the coaches. We're pumping iron. Pumping iron. We're on a machine. We're not pumping any iron. You know, it's just these machines, these Nautilus machines. And how you doing today, Phil? You know, that kind of thing. It's real, very macho, and guys giving each other crap. And he said, and we saw this thing come on about this poor kid from the Minnesota Vikings. And I said, I guess that's going to change your thinking about how the kids are being trained this summer. And he said, no, we're going to run them about six miles today in the heat. No, there's no problem. Just run them up and down the steps there in the grandstand, you know. Because you can't be called a pussy. Excuse my language, but the last thing you want to be is some kind of a water-sucking pussy. So you just got to keep going until you die. Remember that, kids. Just keep on going until you croak, and, you know, you'll be thought well of after you're long gone. Man, I used to run cross-country in high school, and this is back when we were like, I don't mean any offense by this, but we looked like just one, you know, like one layer of fat above an Auschwitz survivor. Just skinny guys, little skinny kids running down the street, and just run and run and run. And this was in L.A. in the smog in the summer, so growing up here, you're breathing in all of this pollution, and your lungs feel like somebody just dropped a bowling ball down there, and you can't breathe. It was great. It taught me a great deal about myself, like how much I hated running. I learned a lot about myself that year running cross-country, like I hate track. Don't mind watching it. I don't mind watching some other guy go out there and run 5 miles and win the gold medal. You have at it, brother. That's not for me. Come on, push yourself. You can do it. Let me tell you something. When you're in a marathon race, and I mean this sincerely, for all of you people out there who love to spectate marathon races, all of you guys out there love to spectate a 10K, let me tell you what not to say when you see these guys run by. Don't ever say, you can do it. Keep going. I know I can do it. Shut up. You're now into mile 8. You're sweating. You're dry heaving. You can't get enough water. It's all you can do to put one foot in front of the other. And you got person number 8 million saying, you can do it if you just get. Oh, is that what I got to do? I'm glad I ran into you. Just keep on going. You can do. You can do. You can do. No, I can't do it. I'm getting in a cab. No, you can. No, I'm getting into this cab. I'm going to take it. No, you can do it. Nope. And I just take the cab to the finish line. There's nothing fun about getting your second win. Why? Because your first win was gone a long time ago and you're almost dead. So don't tell me I'm getting my second wind. Okay, enough of that. So who do you like in the Olympics? 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.